Mesechet Avos Parak Beis Mishnah Yud Hey Mamru Shlosha Dvarim. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, each one of them would commonly say three things. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer used to say, Yehi kavod chavercha chaviv alecha kishelcha. The kavod of your friend should be as dear to you as your own kavod. And you should always be mechabed your friend just like you want others to be mechabed you, like the Pasuk says, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. V'al tehi noach lichos. A person should not allow himself to be easily angered. As Chazal tell us that a chacham that is koeis chachmaso mistalekes himenu, his chachma will temporarily go away from him, and a navi that is koeis nevuaso mistalekes himenu, he will temporarily lose his nevius. Veshub yom echad lefnei misasa. And the third thing that Rabbi Eliezer used to say is that a person should do tshuva one day before he dies. Now the Gemara asks on this. How does a person know when he's going to die? So how could Rabbi Eliezer say that a person should do tshuva a day before he dies if he doesn't know when he's going to die? The Gemara answers, Kol Shekein, that you should do tshuva hayom, as maybe you will die tomorrow. Every day a person should do tshuva out of fear that he will die the next day, and that way Kol Yomav will be b'tshuva, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, that a person should make sure shebekol eis yiyu begadecha levanim, at all times your clothing should be white, meaning to say a person should always make sure that he is clear and clean from aviros, as a person never knows when he will be called up lamala to shemayim. V'havi mischamim keneged uran shel chacham. Now after we mentioned the three things that Rabbi Eliezer commonly said, the Mishnah also adds on one more thing that Rabbi Eliezer once said, which is that a person should warm himself up next to the or, the fire of the Chacham, as the Torah is compared to or, as the Pasuk says, Torah or. And therefore the Chachamim are considered also like a fire. And a person should warm himself up next to the fire of Chachamim, but should not get too close. Just like a person cannot get too close to a fire, and maybe he will get burnt. Bahavizar of the Gachalton Shalotikva. A person should be very careful by the calls of the Chachamim, as maybe he will get burnt. So therefore a person should not become too close to the Chacham, as maybe he will be Nohig Bakalos Rosh. He will not act as seriously as he should, and this will cause him to be punished. Shendeshichasan Neshichashul, as the bite of Chachamim is compared to the bite of a fox. A fox's bite is very difficult to heal, as the fox has very long and narrow teeth which sinks into your skin, so too, if a person gets too close to the Chacham, maybe he will cause that the Chacham will have a kapeda against him. The Chacham will take offense to something that he said or did. And the kapeda of a Chacham can cause him to be wounded, as we find many times in the Gemara, that when a Chacham had a kapeda against somebody, even though he did not want that the person should be harmed, but it turned out that the kapeda of the Chacham caused a person to be harmed. Va'akitzasan akitzas akrev. The sting of a Chacham is compared to the sting of a scorpion. And just like the sting of a scorpion is poisonous and can kill somebody, so too the sting of a Chacham can do the same thing. U'lechishasan lechishas sarat. V'chol divrayam kegachle esh. The hissing of a Chacham can be compared to the hissing of a poisonous snake. A sarif is a type of snake that cannot be charmed. So too, when a chacham has a kapeda against somebody, there's no way you can prevent yourself from being harmed. You can't say to yourself, well, now I'll go and be mafayas the chacham and appease him. It will be too late. Just like the sarif cannot be appeased and charmed, so too a chacham cannot be appeased. And all the words of a chacham is compared to the embers of a fire, the coals in a fire, as everything the Chachamim say should be taken seriously. All the words of the Chachamim are divrei Torah. Even what appears to you to be sichas chulim, small talk, is really chachma and Torah, as a Chacham only speaks words of Torah. Mesechet Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua used to say, Ayin hara v'yetzer hara v'sinas habrios motzien et ha'adam min ha'olam. Somebody who has an ayin hara, who has a bad eye, who is always jealous of what other people have, that will take him right out of the world. As a person who has kinna, will never find happiness and will always be burning up inside, thinking that he is at a disadvantage compared to others. And the pasuk tells us, Rekeb atzmos kina, jealousy causes your bones to rot. Somebody who has Yetzirah, everybody really has Yetzirah, but somebody who brings the Yetzirah onto himself, that will take him right out of the world, as the Yetzirah will cause him to do sin after sin. As soon as a person brings the Yetzirah onto himself, nothing will stop him from doing one avera after the other, and a person should not think that he'll get away with it. As no avera a person does, he'll get away with, and the Yetzirah himself will be made and testify against him in the next world. As Chazal tell us that the Yetzirah is a satan, he seduces somebody to do an avera, then he goes lamala and testifies against him. So this also will take the person right out of the world. And sinas habrias, somebody who hates others, that will bring him right out of the world also. As somebody who hates others, others will hate him too, as kamayim panim alpanim, and that will cause others to curse him. And la'olam, a person should not take the klala of a head yoke lightly, as we find by Avimelech that he cursed Sarah, and it was Niskayim Bizarra. He said to Sarah that he nailak susenayim, and we find that this was Niskayim with Yitzchak, that the pasuk says about Techena Enav Meraos. So we see that the klala of a regular person can harm you. So too, if a person causes others to curse you, that will cause harm to you and bring you right out of the world.